Blog Talk Radio.
Lupe should cut it out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the war room. You got Dev, Jill, Jimmy, PJ, and B. Austin, the Hot Block Commander.
Give it to you. How you want it in the 1 to 2 hour show to keep the brain running with the premise to talk sports on a national level. Bold with them topics. Sort of like some rebels when it's game time. They like the Fab Five doing on prime time. Sports conglomerates speak their minds a little bit. From sports medicine to sports veterans and greats. The 4 to 26 sort of world in Kuwait. It's the war room with 5 nights at the round table. 5 Philly guys diversified and educated.
Family, it's September 5th, and we're here with you this evening on a special night and time to celebrate NFL opening night. Opening night usually falls on our regular night, but this year's schedule is throwing us off due to the Democratic National Convention. Damn politics. So, you are once again live in the War Room, brought to you by War Room Sports. I'm Devin McMillan, and here with me for our opening night preview show is Jimmy the Blueprint Williams and B. Austin the HBC. Tonight, it's all about the start of the football season. We'll be giving you our predictions for the season and previewing tonight's big game between the Dallas Cowboys and the defending champion New York Giants. You know we want to get your take on the season as well, so jump into that JW Philly Realty chat room at blogtalkradio.com/thewarroom. Or join us on Facebook or Twitter at War Room Sports. We also encourage you to call into the show when we open up the Digital Extreme Tech hotline at 323-410-0012. Before we get started, we'd like to say what up to some of our favorites in the biz. Make sure you check out Roy and Chris on the Broad Street Line every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check out Brandon, Chris, and Daniel Sports Trap Radio every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on ueradiolive.com. And shout out to Jeff, P. Coop, and Juana of Ranked Top 5 Sports Radio in Chicago. We're coming for them Bears this year, fam. We're not losing no more bets. So lastly, don't forget to catch our show at its normal time tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 times on Friday on newvibradio.com. That's N-U-V-I-B-E radio.com. That's 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. But now, are you ready for some football? Let's do it.
You already know.
Yo,
what's up, gentlemen?
I've been geeking all day. I get to talk sports for a living, and I live to talk sports. While y'all ask medium, large, or small, do you want fries with that?
Damn, fam, you ain't gotta like disrespect cats, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm a Republican.
You voting for Romney? Okay, I hear you. Austin
Minaj. Austin just gave me an idea. I'll tell y'all about that later.
Oh, okay. No doubt. Yeah. Shout out to everybody overreacting to both conventions, drawing like they both don't work for the same bankers. But anyway,
politics, man. That's what politics do for you.
Let's talk some football, though. You dig? Let's start off. First off, before I even get into this, let you guys know we're going to talk about the AFC first, then we're going to transition to the NFC. But the AFC predictions are brought to you by Stitcher Smart Radio. You can now hear our show, The War Room, on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your computer, your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phone. If you have a BlackBerry or Palm phone, immediately report to the roof of your home and jump off. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Downloading is easy. Click on the Stitcher logo on our website, which is warroomsports.com, or go to stitcher.com/thewarroom. And when you do that, use the promo code The War Room because you get entered into a contest and you might win millions and millions of money. Anyway, let's just jump into the AFC, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. G chatted up, my dude.
You already know. I mean, we can start by this, going division by division and, you know, giving
right.
our predictions of how we see the division. Let's start off with the AFC East, though.
The AFC East. It's not much that we're going to have to say about this one. You know, you got your Patriots, your Bills, the New York Jets, and the Miami Dolphins. We got a couple of teams in here that's on rebuild mode. Miami is basically just starting their rebuild mode. Rebuilding from what? I don't know. The Bills, you know, they acquired some talent in the offseason. I think their defense will definitely be better with Mario Williams rushing the passer. They got some help in the secondary as well.
But they cut Sean Merriman.
They said no to drugs. I mean, what else you want them to say? They said no to drugs.
Listen, Lawson, some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the game, they were looking for the dope man. So, I don't know. I'm not going to say that anyway, man. Go ahead, finish, Dale. We can get to this later.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it. What they do ultimately, which I don't think is going to be much in the grand scheme of things. I mean, they can, you know, just make some steps towards improvement. You know, it's going to depend a lot, I think, on their quarterback, for one, who just got a new contract last year, and, you know, we questioned that whole situation when it happened. Not that he's bad, but, you know, we were just wondering if the body of work was there, you know, order for them to give him that deal. So, you know, he's going to have to show and prove this year. I'm saying, look, they cut Vince Young to keep, you know, to keep him in that starting spot. That's a big deal right there. So, you know, according to some of our radio listeners and other people in the industry, Vince Young is that deal, so... They cut Vince. Something has to be done.
Vince Young is good as popping pills.
But
yo, all I'm saying is Sean Merriman had to, like, you know, once the drugs were taken out of the equation, his game hasn't been the same. I'm not saying that's why, but you know, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, with him, it was such a drastic fall off, though. It had to have something to do with it, like. He was a beast before he was found out.
Yeah, I thought he was on his way to the Hall of Fame, man.
Exactly. He was touted as the next Lawrence Taylor. You know what I'm saying? That fell off quick. Lawrence Taylor did his share of drugs, but they were different kind of drugs. He actually did, you know,
performance-enhancing drugs.
He didn't do performance-enhancing drugs, so...
I don't know. See, it's an argument that can be made for that, because he was coked up, so he didn't realize half of the stuff he was doing, nor did he feel no pain, but that's either here nor there.
He was on his Scarface, Joe.
In terms of Ryan Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. O'Shore, like, he went to Harvard, I want to see whether he can take that step to be a quarterback in this league, because he has shown flashes.
Right.
He has, you know, he has Freddie Jackson, a.k.a. You Are My Lady. He has Stevie Johnson, you know, who hates the Lord. You know, so he has a little bit of weapons. Like you said, they upgraded their defense. They have a good home field advantage. But with that being said, we're basically talking about vying for the second spot in that division because, in my personal opinion, the Patriots are far and away the best team. I think the Patriots are better this season than last season even. And they went to the bowl last season.
I don't even know why we've spent so much time giving the rest of the division airtime. It's all about
this
Tom
is what
Brady,
we do for
Tom,
a living.
Tom terrific. Tom terrific. We can go to another division.
Well,
yeah, so you ain't gonna get. I mean, how you got the rest of the division? We all got the Patriots at one. Finish it up with that.
The Dolphins have been rebuilding since Mercury Morris, and he knows that, and we got to listen to it.
But go ahead though. Finish it out, Dev. Give me a division from. We all got the Patriots. Finish it up.
The Patriots, I still think the Jets will make a nice push at second place in that division. But I think, you know, they'll get some it'll be between the Jets and the Bills place in second. But I'll go with the Jets and then the Bills and then the Dolphins bringing up the rear. I don't think the Dolphins will have a terrible season by, you know, what has to be their expectations right now. I mean, I think they're looking to just take a step, and I think the Dolphins will take a step. Young quarterback, they got a hungry running back. You know, Reggie Bush says he wants to lead the league in rushing. I'm holding them to it, you know, my fantasy team. But but like you said, far and away, New England Patriots. So that's my pick.
I'm surprised you didn't pick him to go higher. I know how, like, you know, Dev, when he watches Hard Knocks, he starts to, like, you know, feel for the teams and whatnot.
Well, Jim, HBO is the reason I didn't just say they straight up trash truck juice. The reason I'm being nice and saying they're going to take a step is probably because of Hard Knocks. But nah,
yeah.
I like
you got them. Got them coming in last, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Austin, you want to give your order?
Yes, I certainly do. I've got the Pats number one, obviously. I've got the I've got the Buffalo Bills coming in, too, because the Jets aren't going to realize that they should start Tim Tebow until week five. And that's going to cost them. That's going to cost them because having an emotional quarterback as opposed to a leader, it's going to put them in third position. And then, you know, the Dolphins are just practice.
Yeah.
They're virtually cannon fodder.
I actually have my division. I'm not going to go, like, through why because I'm not the same as you. Actually, the Bills finished in second, too, with the Jets in third and the Dolphins, you know, finishing up the rear. With that being said, we can move on to another division and talk about
that
division.
The Bills definitely have some talent, though. The Bills definitely have some talent to flunk. Okay.
Yep.
No doubt. Let's jump to the AFC North because I'm interested to see how you guys have this one, considering the top two. I mean, it's the division is top heavy. Pause. But AFC North. Awesome.
Division
awesome.
Got titties.
yo, I'm a little biased, man. I pick my uncle.
Go. Ray Lewis.
I pick my uncle and all things. And my cousin. So I'm going with the Ravens. And I think that Joe Flacco will take a step forward from being just a game manager with a very strong arm to being a decent quarterback, make some plays this year. I'm going Ravens. I'm going Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going Bengals. I think that the redhead kingpin at quarterback in Cincinnati will take a step back. Andy Dalton. Mm. Though I still think career-wise he'll be great. He'll be good. But I think
you were high on the Dalton kid last year.
Yeah, I'm still high on him. But here's
sophomore
as much as bad as Cedric Benson is off the field, I think that Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the law firm, as their starting running back, he's not going to bring enough explosion to help Andy out.
Yo.
Well, what about A.J. Green, who John Harbaugh said in an interview today that he may already be the best wide receiver in the National Football League?
John Harbaugh was tripping, and I like receivers. I like to watch them play. But the more I think about the game of chess that is football, the more I think that position is overrated in most cases. And I just can't give a second-year player that much with a second-year quarterback.
He is a talented cat.
He is. He's no.
I mean, I'm not saying I agree with the statement or anything, and I don't know if he agrees. I mean, as soon as I saw the statement, I went and looked at their schedule. And guess who they're playing week one? So, you know, you got to big up your opponent a little bit, get them off their game.
Right.
You know, have them.
Dev cut me off, so he must just automatically assume that the Cleveland Browns are the color of their uniform. And poop. So,
well, I don't know what Harbaugh was doing in the offseason for him to say something like that. I mean,
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Go.
Yeah, that must have been what he was into in the offseason because, I mean, the best in the game, come on, man. Come on. That's what we
well, we'll,
that.
We'll
but,
wrap a little bit more about that tomorrow
yeah, go,
night.
Go ahead, though.
Show.
So, Austin, you gave your division. Dev, you want to break down a division from top to bottom, Paul?
Let's see. I got the of course I have – well, not of course, because this division is kind of interesting because for some reason I don't really – I can't really get a grip on what I think the Steelers may do this year. It's like sometimes you think the Steelers are due to take a step back, but then they never seem to take that step back. But I'm going to go ahead and give the division again to the Ravens. I think the Ravens' window is closing now. They win the division this year. And, you know, if they don't go ahead and win the Super Bowl, I think that's it for the Ravens because, you know, you're going to lose some pieces on that defense, probably, you know, Ray Lewis. The Ravens are going to struggle a little bit without T. Sizzle, you know, Ball So Hard University. He's out for a while with that injury. But I'm still going to give them the division. I'm going to go Steelers second, Bengals, and then Cleveland bringing up the rear. I think Cleveland will be competitive this year, though. But competitiveness is not going to get them that many games.
Yeah, and again, just like the last division we talked about, I have it the same way Dev has it. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals Browns. I just think that the Ravens is like now or never. Like you said, the window is closing. And, you know, just to think how close they were to being in the bowl is crazy. When you think about just how close they were. But, you know, I personally, I don't know how you come back from that, but I think that they have what it takes. They have, like, the ultimate leader.
They got rid of Lee Evans, right?
Yeah, but not even, I got rid of kicker. They got rid of kicker as well. The kicker, like,
kicker,
what is
yeah.
I mean,
but kickers don't count. They're not really human.
If their kicker, you know, did what he had to do last season, they would have been in the bowl. So, you know, they
Lee Evans
would have
made that catch.
Well, yeah, they would have at least been in overtime.
They would at least tied it. Yeah, they
at least tied
it. So, you know what I'm saying? So they both were scum. Now, with that being
Evans could have won it. The kicker could have tied it. They both probably got rolled on after Ray Lewis made that emotional speech afterwards.
Yeah. It could have been worse, though. Evans could have caught it, and he could have missed the extra point.
Because remember the speech Ray gave after the loss that
yeah.
we played on the show?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure after Ray left the locker room, they probably said, man, whatever. Just did what they had to do. Like,
No doubt.
That's
so
the
let's
AFC
move on to the
North.
Division. That's the AFC North. That's our prediction there. AFC South. And I'll start with you, Dad, this time.
AFC South. This division, quite frankly, it stinks. I think it's pretty obvious with the step that Houston finally took last year, and I still think it was a tainted step because remember how every year everybody said Houston was going to finally overtake the Colts in that division, but it took, you know, Peyton Manning's neck and Indianapolis having a total team collapse for Houston to finally break through and win that division. But with that step that they got to take last year, I think this year they'll pretty much run away with this division because I don't really see the Jags, the Titans, or the Colts giving that much resistance. I think a few of those teams are going to surprise you a little bit, mainly the Colts. I think the Colts are going to be better than people probably think they're going to be, or at least more competitive than people think they're going to be. But, I mean, this is an easy one for me. I got the Houston Texans running through this division.
Okay.
Too much talent. Schaub is back with something
step.
To prove. Yeah.
Before I give my selection of this division, I just want to say that our handicapper said that for tonight's game, anybody listening, he liked the Cowboys +3.5, and also the under, which is 45.5 tonight. So let's see how good he is with tonight's
game.
That's
Mike B from Your Bookie's Money, and he'll be on the show tomorrow and every Thursday during the season. At 7 p.m. Eastern time to handicap some big games of the week in the NFL and NCAA. So if you're a betting man, betting woman, don't miss that segment every day.
Okay, Mike B. I see you came to the Plaza Hotel to get that job.
All right, so let's go. Let me go to the AFC South now. I also have the Texans. I mean, I think that all three of us want to say the Texans. How can you pick anybody else unless you know something I don't?
Just trying to go against the grain for no reason. this is probably the easiest division in the league to pick.
Yo, I'm going to change the rest of it, though. I'm going kind of buck wild. If you said Texans, who'd you have second, third, and fourth?
Second? I don't think I did.
I'm going to
surprise people. I got the Indianapolis Colts second, I got the Titans, and then I got the Jags bringing up the rear.
All right, I'm going a little different. I'm definitely different. I'm going Texans, Colts, Jaguars in third. I got the Titans in the rear.
Titans in the rear? I mean,
yeah.
they're trotting out a second-year quarterback who really didn't get much experience last year in Jake Locker. You also got Jacksonville trotting out a second-year quarterback who was trash last year. And you got the Colts trotting out a rookie quarterback, albeit somebody who they think is the, you know, the greatest prospect since John Elway. So it will be interesting. I think this will be a division where I wouldn't really mind watching the games just to see what these youngsters do. But the Texans, in my opinion, are
going
to run away with it. Schaub is hungry after the injury. He has something to prove because they damn near went to the Super Bowl last year with their third-string quarterback, T.J. Yates. Arian Foles is back.
I would find it interesting if they lost. If they didn't win the division, that would be hilarious. But go ahead, Austin.
Houston Texans are going to go 6-0 in their division. I think it's just sweet. It just really is sweet like that down there.
So, Austin, you know Andre Johnson going to pull a hammy.
Yeah, but they don't even need him that much. Brian Cushing has found a way to get the clear and the cream. Detectable. And
Austin been disrespecting people since the show started.
Matt Schaub is better than people give him credit for, though he's kind of injury prone. I just think they got a lot of weapons, man. Houston has a lot of weapons. Tennessee Titans, man, they don't have Vince.
And give their defense some props. Number two defense in the league.
Oh, that's why I want Brian Cushing. They got a nice unknown safety.
Mario Williams left, but even when he was hurt last year, the defense held it down.
You said Brian Cushing, and I said, speaking of drugs. But anyway, go ahead, though.
Tennessee Titans don't have Vince Young anymore, so they should be all right. I got them number two in the division. Locker looks good, man. Locker looks good. Pause that. I think Chris Johnson has a much better year than he did last year. I'm not sold on him. Like, I think we've all talked about this. I think dude is overrated. Not grossly overrated, but overrated. But he can't be as bad as he was last year.
I think his 2,000-yard years are gone with the check that he got.
Yeah.
The
but
check,
I think that
the check, his pockets
you,
are too
think,
heavy to run for 2,000, but
you,
I think he'll be back.
He can give you 1,200. 1,200 to 1,300 yards, and close to 4 yards a carry. I think that he'll help out. And
I give him at least 1,400 this year.
Yeah, I'll give him 13. And I think Kenny Britt. If he can stay out of trouble, my man Yellow Teeth is special. Yellow Teeth is special. He ain't gonna get that grill fixed, but he could be something special in this league.
Now, is he suspended one game?
One game.
I think he suspended one game.
One game.
Okay, so.
Now, he's coming off of three knee procedures, we'll say. One surgery and two procedures. So we don't know how his health is or how that knee will hold up. But
How many precinct procedures is he coming off of?
How many what?
Precinct
procedures. Six. All... five
Yo,
in Jersey,
man.
One in Tennessee.
If you don't finish your order, man, you want to
Indianapolis
team,
Colts.
It's our show, man. It's not like
Indianapolis Colts. I got them balling. Reggie Wayne and Austin Collie are going to do well. Donald Brown is set for a breakout year.
You got the Jaguars falling last.
I don't got to speak about the Jags. Blaine Gabbert is a woman.
They're thinking that Jones-Drew might not start on Sunday. He's saying the right things. I got to work to get my job back, but come on, man. that's pretty much it.
All right, so the AFC South is done now. Let's move on to the AFC West. I'm going to start with you, B. Austin, the AFC West.
I'm going Peyton Manning. I'm going to Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, and the Chargers.
Okay.
That's another thing that I can't really call, like what the Broncos will do. You got the Chargers coming in the rear. I'm going to go with what I do every year and pick the Chargers to win this division. I don't think Phillip Rivers can play any worse than he played last year. He doesn't have his number one target in Vincent Jackson, but he still has his tight end, and some other weapons. He's getting his running back, maybe not in week one, but
can I make your
favorite
flip-flop.
Ronnie Brown to fill in until
I think
his
you just changed his mind or something.
I'm a flip flop and go Oakland Raiders in second place in that division, and Kansas City goes to the third. That's where I'm going.
I got the Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, and then the Oakland Raiders bringing up the rear.
Okay. Now, I have the Broncos one. and that's no bias. I just really think that looking at all the teams, they are the best team. I actually have the Raiders coming in second, Chargers in third, and the Chiefs bringing up the rear. So we all have different orders in terms of that division. I think the Raiders are going to surprise some people. That's if Carson Palmer can stop turning the ball over. If he just hands the ball off literally every play of the game, they have a better shot than him letting him throw the ball.
Yeah. He also gets his running back in McFadden.
So yeah, and I think McFadden, in my opinion, if healthy, and he doesn't even have a line, but if he had a line, he'd probably be like a top three back in this entire league. I think McFadden is that good. But,
right.
You know, their offensive line is ass cheeks.
But you know what, Jimmy, before you even finish your order, when I look at this division, you know, even though, you know, I'm kind of forced to pick an order because of what we're doing, I still think late in the season that all four of these teams are going to be in contention for the division. I just think when it all shakes out, you know, somebody has to fall somewhere.
Because honestly, the one disadvantage the Broncos have is the Broncos literally have the single hardest schedule in the entire league.
Yeah.
So that's difficult right there. But it's just that ever since Darren Sproles left, you didn't realize when he was there how much he mattered to the Chargers and their offense. Like, the offense just seemed not to move without Sproles. I mean, we all knew he was important, but, like, yo, he makes, like, his abilities and what he brought to that offense, like, I'm not going to lie, I underrate, like, everybody knew that he was important. But just how important? I mean
you kind of saw the effect a little bit in New Orleans also, but, you know, Breeze.
Yeah, bring it.
He'll go.
Yeah.
He just went out and threw for 5,000 yards and just tried to cover
it.
Yeah,
bringing him in, like, it just helps the team, completely helps the team in. Like, the thing about Matthews is he seems to get hurt every other carry. Even when he's in the game, he's always coming out because he's getting
mixed up.
That's
funny, too, because he's not bad. He's a good back, but he's injured on every possession.
Yo, no doubt. So that's my only issue with them. But anyway, so we all have different orders within that division. So with that being said, now that we went through the whole AFC, who do we have in terms of the playoffs? Who are the – we gave our division winners. Okay, so we have our four division winners. Who do you have as the two wild cards? And I'll start with you, Dev.
All right, well, you know, if people tuned in late, my division winners in the AFC are the Pats, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chargers. The wild cards, I have the Steelers and the Broncos. That was a pretty hard call for me because I thought there was a few other teams who could make a run for that. But, you know, actually it's not as hard as the NFC for me, but – Steelers and the Broncos. I think the AFC Championship game will end up being the Texans over the Patriots, and the Texans will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Like,
okay.
A week ago when I thought about that, you know, that was my little sexy pick, and then I listened to all the radio shows, and everybody's picking the Texans. So I was hard-pressed trying to find a reason not to pick the Texans before we came on the air tonight, but I'm going to go with
Okay, now in terms of me, my division winners were the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans, the Broncos. In terms of my wild card team, I have the Bills and the Steelers.
Ooh.
AFC Championship game, I have the Denver Broncos playing the New England Patriots. And, you know, believe it or not, I have Tom Brady beating Peyton Manning once again. Peyton Manning walks away because he just can't beat Tom Brady. But anyway, I have the New England Patriots. They got the New England Patriots in the bowl. They don't get sick and tired of that dude.
I got the Pats, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Broncos as my division winners. My wild cards, Bills and Steelers.
Okay.
For the conference chip game, I got Uncle Ray versus Tom Terrific.
Again.
I think Ed Reed got that kryptonite.
I think the kicker going to make it this time, huh?
They got a rookie kicker now.
I got the Ravens as the chip.
They wound up losing because they missed field goal again 2 years in a row. Anyway.
That'll be crazy.
Yeah,
all right,
so
you got the Ravens representing the AFC offense?
Ravens.
All right, you want to tell everybody real quick how they can get in touch with us while you're doing that? Jim, you want to screen that, and I'll get ready for the
NFC. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Check out our website at warroomsports.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the War Report, our weekly newsletter. click on the Contact Us tab to send a message to us about our company, our show, or to inquire about sponsorship and advertising opportunities. For general inquiries, email us at info@warroomsports.com. While you're browsing the site, click on the Memorabilia tab to buy War Room Sports merchandise, and then click on the Blog tab to read our latest sports articles in the All's Fair in Sports and War blog. Then take the time to click the respective icons to like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and to subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Also, to download our free War Room Sports mobile app on Android or Apple devices. Watch our videos at warroomsportstv.com. That's warroomsportstv.com. Join the JW Philly Realty chat room right now during the show at blogtalkradio.com/the War Room. To get into the chat room, just sign up for a free profile on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't want to create an account, you can sign in through your Facebook or Twitter accounts. And while you're at it, click follow to make The War Room one of your favorite Blog Talk Radio shows and to get updates and reminders about the show. We'll be taking questions and reading posts from Facebook, Twitter, and the chat room every week during the show. To call in and speak with the host, dial the Digital Extreme Technologies hotline at 323-410-0012. Press 1 when prompted. If you're already listening from your phone, just press 1 if you want to talk. Pressing 1 is like raising your hand. So raise your hand, and we might just call on you.
Raise your hand if you're sure. Nothing much. You know, it's not our regular night, so I don't think a lot of people are in the chat room.
This is that 2-4-0. I tried to bring them on, but they didn't say what their name was. So, you know, shout out to whoever you are, 2-4-0. But go ahead, Dev.
All right, so let's get into our NFC predictions. And the NFC predictions are brought to you this evening by Audible. Is your schedule too hectic to read as much as you want? Try audiobooks and kick back and let someone else do the reading for you. All you got to do is visit Audible and sign up for your free trial at audibletrial.com/warroomsports. In no time, you can be listening to the latest bestsellers hands-free, stress-free, or getting other things done at the very same time. And real quick, before we do get into that, we want to tell you guys about our Pigskin Pick'em contest because you only have about one more hour to join. You can get in. It's an ESPN Pigskin Pick'em format, and the link is on our Facebook page. Basically, you can join it. All you got to do is pick the winners of each NFL game every week. It's about a 5-minute-per-week time commitment. It's not like fantasy football. Your lowest-scoring week will be dropped. First-place winner at the end of the season will receive a $50 gift card of their choice. That could be a restaurant card, a Visa card, Best Buy, Amazon, iTunes, you name it, $50 worth. And select War Room Sports merchandise. That includes a T-shirt and most likely a keychain, mouse pad, magnet, et cetera. We're going War Room Sports you up. So go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/warroomsports. Woo! And click the ESPN Pigskin Pick'em link to join now. You only have 1 hour until kickoff. Get into the group and try to win these prizes. Most importantly, try to beat us. I don't think you can do that. All right, so in the NFC, let's go through the divisions real quick, and let's start with our vaunted NFC East. The East, fellas, I mean, I think like not most other years because it doesn't always live up to its billing, but I think it'll probably be tightly contested, mainly because the schedule is kind of difficult this year because the NFC East plays the NFC South, it plays the AFC North, and, you know, your other two are wherever you place. And then, of course, you got to battle and play each other. But in this division, I don't like to make this pick because I don't want to seem like a homer, because if you know me, you know I'm far from a homer. But I think the Eagles are going to take a step forward from what they did last year. I think the year of, you know, being able to have OTAs, training camps, et cetera, with all the new pieces they picked up will do the team very well. The talent probably finally will mesh. So I'm going to go with the Eagles winning that division. Albeit, might be slightly over the Giants. and then the Cowboys, and then the Redskins. You know, basically the same order as it usually is. Either you flip flop the Eagles and Giants up top, but you know, that's the way I'm calling the NFC East this year. Jimmy, what do you think?
Okay, in terms of the NFC East, I'm going to go with the Super Bowl champion Giants to win the division, with the actual Eagles coming in second, Cowboys in third, and RG3 bringing up the rear. I just think that the Giants front four is like, you know, the Giants always like have a bad year after winning or start off slow, what have you. I just think they're going to get it together this year and you know, play at a high level. I like the young running back they have.
So how do you think RG3 will do in the division? You know, it's real now, not preseason. You know, you're not.
It's real, but
14
I think
snaps.
It'll be okay. I think it'll be okay. I think it all depends upon how are they just going to like let him play, or are they going to make him the game manager for the first year. Like, it depends upon how Shanahan calls the games, because he has a tendency sometimes on mobile quarterbacks. Like, I saw him with Jake Plummer and a couple other guys, and he called conservative games, so it doesn't even give him a chance to look at that. What's that?
That's a very good point that you made. You know what I think? I think he'll be let loose around week 8 when Shanahan finally realizes that it's over. I mean, because, you know, Shanahan is going to – he's a cocky dude, so he's going to play it as if he really thinks his team has a chance to win the division. So, you know, he's going to do what he has to do early and try and be a little conservative with his young quarterback.
I see RG3 having, like, at least 30 bootlegs in the course of the game.
Hey,
yeah, he gonna be Jake the Snake out there.
John Elway.
He's going to be Jake the Snake out there. And we all know the Eagles depend on the health of Mike Vick, which is very, very questionable at times. So, Austin, what do you think about the division? Mind you, you were the only person who picked the Giants last year, and people thought you were crazy, and you ended up being right.
Yeah.
As most of our listeners know, I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan, and I've died hard. So I'm probably a cat. I've got 9 lives, and I'm on my 8th. Giants yet again. Jimmy made some points about their D-line. I think that D-line is going to be ferocious this year. JPP is only going to get better. Justin Tuck is healthy. OC Umanyura, when not facing a double team, looks like a pro bowler. That's going to be hard. Their linebackers are very good. Not great. Very good.
He's still in his first team, though.
Yeah, I'm going Giants. I'm going Giants, Eagles, Redskins.
Whoa! Redskins. You got the Cowboys in last,
you just
huh?
Pissed off Cowboy Nation, America's team. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
Real
that,
quick,
that
speaking of linebackers, though. Speaking of linebackers and defense, how do you think the Eagles' defense will rebound from last year? I mean, through all the criticism, I mean, if you want to look at it statistically, through all the criticism, you know, and the wide nine definitely not working in the first half of the season, the Eagles had the 8th-ranked defense in the league and the 10th-ranked scoring defense in the league.
In the words of Kevin Hart and representing Juan Castillo, you're going to learn today.
Yeah.
I still don't think he has power, though.
Y'all going to think I'm crazy when I say this, yo. I'm not a total believer in Nnamdi yet. Like, I'm just not.
I feel that, but there's two things that bode well for that defense, and I can't speak for him just yet individually, but our D-line is deep. Like, they might end up keeping 10, 11 defensive linemen, and they all can get after it. And our linebackers are upgraded, so hopefully they don't run that wide time off.
That's
and
why
then Nnamdi keep hurting his neck, though. Like, what's wrong with his neck?
My neck and my back.
I'm going to tell you what we didn't improve, though. Them safeties are still the same dudes.
I tell you one thing, yo. The cats, when I watch the Eagles play, yo, they get the draw ran on them, like, every drive. It's like for at least 10-yard run.
I mean, because
the
wide nine.
Line, yo, they got one objective, yo. They go right after, they ain't even trying to stop the run. They're going right after the quarterback.
That's why they had to improve the linebacking core, because they're going to get a lot of work in the running game. And also, exactly. You said, you know, the safeties are the same dudes, but, you know, they were young, so those dudes could grow. They could be better.
They could. They could, I mean, we'll grow. See. They could be better.
Anyway, man, let's move on.
I don't think Nate Allen is bad. I don't think Nate Allen is bad.
I don't think he's good.
Let's revisit this conversation in 8 weeks, and you will see how we feel about whether he's bad or he's good, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll still talk more about this stuff tomorrow. Remember, tonight is just predictions and preview, so
Yeah. Tomorrow
we'll still be talking about week one. It hasn't come
this
yet.
This is just our prediction for this season, a.k.a. our Clever Lane. Ditch. Anyway,
hey. All right, so NFC North. I think this is, like, the most talented division in the sport at the current moment. Austin, you want to lay down your NFC, as Boone would say, Norris division?
Yeah. I can't, honestly. that dude, Meadowlark Lemon in Packerland, I can't vote against him. It's kind of like getting like Pate now. So I got
tell everybody
one.
Who Meadowlark Lemon. Everybody doesn't know who Meadowlark Lemon is, so tell them.
You know Austin Cocky. He think he got that many fans. Just because they be quoting him all over the internet. He just say so.
Meadowlark Lemon is the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Get it right, Aaron Rodgers.
He plays football like a globetrotter plays basketball.
The football is attached to him. The football goes where his mind wants it to go.
Yo, have y'all seen that commercial with Troy Aikman? It's like a tire commercial. Yo, it is like him playing with a bunch of old heads. And Deion is out there sticking somebody, and Troy Aikman throws the ball. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
that.
That's how Aaron Rodgers throw the ball with
shaped
curveball,
huh?
Yeah, it goes where
I was listening to the Mike and Mike show this morning, and Frank Caliendo was on, you know, doing his impersonations and everything, but he said something about Rodgers that I also noticed. Do you guys notice how, like, he comes out of the huddle, and he goes up to the line, like, snickering, like, laughing at the defense because they don't know what's about to happen to him. I'm like, yo, this dude is... He comes out of the huddle laughing at the defense. Like, y'all over there calling signals, think y'all about to do something, and Jordy Nelson about to score on y'all.
Yo, my appreciation for his game has just risen a couple of notches. I'm going to watch for that now. He's laughing.
They're interviewing him right now, and he's 62.
What happened last year with a counter? Anyway, we're going to move on.
No, but that's what he said, though. He said in the first half of the season, he said he didn't see it. Later in the season, and that's kind of when
he got bored. But get the rest of the division.
I got the Lions. The Lions in two. I got the Bears in three. And the Vikings rounding it out.
Okay. All right. I'll get mine real quick. You want to go there? And I hate to say this because I see my brother's listening in, and he's a huge Packer fan. But I got the Packers running away with that division. I got the – because you know what it reminded me of last year? In 96 when the Broncos had, like, the best record in the league and, you know, started resting cats or whatever, and then Jacksonville came in and smacked them.
Yeah.
I think that the Packers are going through that. Like, honestly, I think part of it is they got bored and, you know, just got – because they were killing everybody in the beginning of the season. So I think it's sort of that same thing. So I think they'll rebound this year. I got the Packers winning the division. I got the Lions also. I got the same thing as Austin. Lions in second because I don't believe in Jay Cutler. I got the Bears in third, and I got the Vikings in last because they just stink.
We'll keep the Vikings down in my trash can. They took a chance on McNabb, so they got bad luck for the next 7 years. At the top, I'm going Packers also, but I don't have them running away with the division, and I'm going to go Bears second, Lions third. Lions are a very talented team. The Packers, while I have them winning the division, I still think, you know, their defense has something to prove from last year, and they, you know, they claim to be out to prove that, and they also have to improve the running game. Because, like you said, in the beginning of the season, it was Rodgers, Rodgers, Rodgers. This is the NFL. Eventually, teams are, they may not fully catch up with that, but they're going to do something where that's not going to be effective enough to just smash teams like they did in the beginning of the last season.
So they don't even attempt to run the rock, yo.
That's what I'm saying. So if they make some kind of commitment to running the ball and the defense plays better, then the whole runaway plan might be a little better. But I don't have them running away.
Here's an idea of how people think about the Packers running. I'm in three fantasy leagues, all for money. Yo, their starting running back didn't get drafted in any of them. some people took Benson, you know, but Starks they named as their starter. So it's like,
right.
Yo, nobody even believes they're going to even try to
like
run the ball.
For who, for what? I think
yo, they
the Bears.
Plants at the 1 yard line.
I look at the Bears and I see a very tough team. I see a very tough team. You got Forte back and he got his money. He doesn't look like the type of dude to get his money and stop playing. You know, and he look a little different than y'all know the type of cats I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Cutler has his favorite receiver of all time back and Marshall. The dude had like 9 targets in a preseason game in 1 half. So you know he's going to be throwing the ball a lot to Marshall.
I think he's scared of the ball or something, man.
The defense, you know, you got Urlacher with the injury, but I think the defense will continue to be their strong point. And I don't see Cutler messing it up. You know what I'm saying? So I got them being real tough this year.
I see exactly what you see. I think they can be a tough team. The one move I like is I like the Michael Bush move. I like that move of getting him, like, behind Forte Pauls. But you know me. I'm just not a believer in Cutler. I think he'll personally find a way to mess it up. Or
getting you to pick, a Cutler-led team is like getting Austin to pick a McNabb-led team.
I like him a lot though. That move to pick up, Bush. I think that's a good move because I think that he'll have a good season. So, but anyway,
I mean Bush and Marshall. Who were their receivers last year? Manny Moe and Jack.
So, they had a cornerback as their number one receiver.
And he was
not a joke, bro. That's the true story.
Yeah.
That's not even
a joke.
He
doesn't hate Cutler as much as I hate McNabb, because I think if you gave McNabb Jerry Rice wouldn't be the best receiver ever.
And also, look out for the young guy they got, too, playing opposite. What's his name? Alfred or whatever? He's like a 6'5 guy. 6'5, half-breed, dude. He's nice. So, anyway, let's move to the next division, though. Go ahead, Des.
All right, yeah. I mean, the Lions would be tough offensively, but I still think they're the Lions. NFC South. This is a division I didn't want to pick because I kind of mulled over for a while. I kind of wonder what the Saints would be able to do without their coach. I picked Atlanta in this division, and y'all know I don't really believe in Atlanta at all. So, of course, you know, I'll pick them in a division, but that's as far as
you and PJ,
go.
Boy. You and PJ can't stand the Falcons.
It's not even I can't stand them. I just don't believe in them. I think Matt Ryan's a good quarterback. I don't fully believe in him like a lot of other people do. And it's not just him, though. It's just the Falcons in general that I don't believe in. However, I'm going to pick them to win the division. I'm going to go Saints, Tampa Bay, and then Carolina bringing up the rear. Carolina's a talented team. I don't know if Cam Newton can duplicate what he did last year. That's going to be the biggest question. If he can do that, then they will take that step forward because defense has improved. And the
everybody's
offense
there throwing
a baseball.
He tell him, does it by telling them they're a talented team.
Yeah,
he said the Browns are going to bring up
step.
The rear. But
they're
going to
take a
team.
Step forward, win one more game. That's a step forward.
all his last place teams are talented teams.
All right, we running out of time, so let's keep going.
I'll be very fast. I have the Falcons also winning the division. They better because I got Matt Ryan and also Julio Jones. But I think the biggest move is my man Jacquizz Pauls. I feel weird saying that, Jacquizz Rodgers. But I got the Falcons winning the division.
That boy named Jacquizz Rodgers.
Yo, but he was beasting in the preseason. Like, yo, he going to take half of my man Tillwood Turner's carry. He was beasting. So
They got a nice running game.
Between them two, and I think that Julio is going to be the number one now. So I think they got a hell of an offense. Let's see what they do on defense. So I got the Falcons. I got the Saints in second. I got the Panthers in third. And I got the homie Willie Garland's Buccaneers.
Got
in
a core, too, man, with Julio and Roddy White.
Julio and Roddy White. Then you got two good running backs. The offensive line is solid. Like, yo, if they lose, it's all Matt Ryan's fault.
I think I'm comfortable with that pick, but that's as far as they go. They're going to lose in the first round.
It's all Matt Ryan's fault.
Yeah, they're going to lose in the first round, but I got them winning the division. Austin, what do you got with this division?
I got the Carolina Panthers coming in last. I have the Tampa Bay Bucks third, New Orleans Saints second, and Atlanta Falcons in one.
All right, so – the NFC West, not much for me to rap about. San Francisco and that defense. The defense is going to take them a long way, but as you will see in my playoff picks, no longer in this league does defense win championships for you. I still think Alex Smith either has to take another step forward or ultimately just be replaced by a quarterback that's ready to come in and win now before that defense's window closes. So I'm going to go San Francisco. This division is trash, so it's hard to pick. I'm just going to go San Francisco. I'm going to go San Francisco.
Yo, I'll be very brief. Let me go.
All right, San Francisco, Seattle, even though they're going to, growing pains for the quarterback, Arizona, and then St. Louis.
I'll be brief, baby.
I had to look at who was in the division.
The 49ers, the Seahawks, the Rams, and I got the Cardinals coming in last because Andy Reid bamboozled them for that quarterback. He is ass cheeks.
Well, he's the backup now. Skelton got the
job.
Yeah.
Yo, but he's going to be hurt by week three, so.
Yeah. Kyle's going to play this year. I mean.
Yeah, they both ass. But anyway, that's my division. Go ahead, Austin.
That's what the coach basically said, though. He said nobody stood out and won the job. I just went with my gut. So, right, they are both ass. Go ahead, Austin, my bad.
I got Uncle Otis' squad at one.
Arizona Cheeks.
I'm gonna show those two gentlemen in Arizona some respect, and I'm gonna say that they'll be number two in the division, but they'll have a losing record.
That's the AFC West. That ain't hard to beat, but still.
Seattle third. No. I'm gonna give my man Check Down Charlie some love. The Rams third. Seattle last.
Seattle last.
Yeah.
After you were so high on Russell Wilson, you talking about Russell? We called him the next Jeff Garcia.
Yo, they don't have any receivers.
Growing pains.
All right, my fault. All right, let's move on. Let's do a playoff.
All right, so here's the playoffs for me in the NFC East. NFC. If you weren't here, my division winners, Eagles, Packers, Falcons, 49ers. My NFC wild cards will be the Bears and the Giants. That Giants pick was close to being the Saints, but I'm going to go Bears-Giants. And the NFC Championship, here's where it starts to surprise you guys. I got the Bears over the Packers, and in the Super Bowl, I have the Bears beating the Texans in
the
Super Bowl.
Come on, son.
Everybody at Ranked Top 5 is jumping up and down in their studio screaming right now. I still don't like y'all, and if we meet up with y'all, we will still make a bet. But I picked your team to win the Super Bowl, so maybe jinxed you, and maybe my squad can step in and do what they got to do. That's the kibosh, man. I'm like green.
Yeah, you tripping.
Go
Dev
look
on
at
that
the
Molly.
Bears.
Dev on that Molly right now. Go ahead.
I got the Packers, the Giants. I have the Packers, the Giants, the Falcons, and the Niners. My wild cards will be the Bears and New Orleans. I've got the Giants and the Pack meeting again. But this time I got the Pack.
So you got the Eagles not even making the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, so your bowl.
Eagles ain't even going to the playoffs.
That's what's up. Yeah.
You got the Packers, and you got the Ravens in the bowl. Who you got in the bowl?
My uncle.
The Bears.
So you think Waka Faka Flacco is going to get it done? For my NFC, I have the Giants, the Packers, the Falcons, and the 49ers. My wild card, I have the Eagles as well as the Saints. In the NFC Championship, I have the Packers actually playing the Falcons, believe it or not. And, again, I hate to say this because I see my brothers listen, but I got the Packers going to the bowl. And I have the New England Patriots getting it done for the first time since Spygate, beating the Packers in the Super Bowl. But I think the NFL is going to get what they want by having Touchdown Tommy and Aaron Rodgers in that Super Bowl.
Bear, Cutler, you're going to mess all that up. Yo,
Cutler,
so basically, I just jinxed the Bears out of a Super Bowl. And by not picking the Eagles to go to the playoffs, period, B. Austin, I'm just going to put you out there to separate you from all the angry Eagles fans who are listening. I see we got Kels in the chat room. I know she's upset that B. Austin didn't even pick the Eagles to go to the playoffs.
Hey.
So he might actually just jinx the Eagles into that big game. But
that's my goal.
We about to out you on the Facebook page. Tell everybody,
I gotta separate myself from you.
So the Eagles are so bad, they're not even going to the playoffs.
Eagles sink.
Dream team.
But dream team. Okay. Real quick, because we got about 3 minutes to talk about tonight's game. So basically, just real quick, all in one swoop, what does each team have to do to win tonight? Who's going to stand out? Who's going to win? What's the score going to be? Jimmy.
Okay. I mean, I could tell you I picked at this point. I actually picked the Giants to win this game. And initially I wasn't, because they start off slow every damn year. But basically, yo, their front four just scares me. With that being said, I hope Dez Bryant stands out because he's on my fantasy team. Yo, it's kind of hard. Yo, when you play fantasy, it's hard, man. I got Dez Bryant.
And why do you think I say three times a week to me that I hate fantasy football? I hate fantasy football.
And I got DeMarco Murray. I got DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant. So it's like, yo, I need them to do well. But I don't think they're going to win, though. I really don't think they're going to win. But if they are to win, I think they just need to get some pressure on Eli, smack him around a little bit, and stop the Giants' running game. And they end up giving him a shot. I think the game is going to be 27-24. Close game.
Okay, see, now my thing, and I need to tell B. Austin that Kels is in the chat room writing in real big letters now. She's a little upset. Tonight's game, I think the game plan is basically the same on both sides of the ball, because both teams basically get after the quarterback. So I think both teams need to establish a running game tonight to keep their quarterbacks, you know, to keep the defense a little bit honest. Because
to make sure they play next week.
Yeah, make sure, you know, opening week is not their last week of the season. So I think that's basically the game plan for both teams. As far as the season goes, I mean, you see I got the Giants making it in the wild card. I don't have the Cowboys making the playoffs. But and by no stretch do I think the Cowboys are a bad team. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them not only make the playoffs, but really winning the NFC East is not a stretch.
Yeah,
you know,
the top three
considering
teams are close.
That
I mean,
a lot of
I
other teams
in the
NFC East don't live up to their expectations in the regular season. Anyhow, yeah, I think that's a close division. So tonight,
score the game.
Tonight, I actually think the Cowboys will, you know, come out and punch the defending champs in the mouth. I got the score being 24-21 Cowboys tonight.
Okay, so close to what I got. Okay, all right, Austin, give us your, because we're running out of time.
Finish it
give
off
your
so
winner.
Jimmy can get us up out of here.
Yeah.
Winner,
Austin, give us
your
winner.
Winner is the Giants. Winner is the Giants.
Score.
I got it 28-19.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick a weird-ass score. Yo, real quick, I'm about to take a side of it, but before I do, B. Austin, I got to let you know that Kel said she can't believe it, but it don't matter because the Eagles bought that ring life, so. Just gotta let you know that real quick. Eagles bought that ring. That's what she said.
Empty
so
trophy case about that ring life, huh?
Yo, our backup quarterback is gonna start a lot of games this season. Has no experience.
Yo, with that being said, we can finish this convo for tomorrow in our regular show. Thanks for joining us in the warm, everybody, for tonight's NFL opening night special. Shout out to everyone who chimed in today. People in the chat room, we had callers. People on Facebook and Twitter hitting us up. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for our regular show. We'll recap tonight's game and get you ready for this weekend's games. This will include our new football handicapping segment with Mike Brown of Your Bookie's Money. And, of course, we'll give you our take on all the week's sports topics. Happy opening night to everybody. And also, last thing, Mike said for tonight's game, he likes the Cowboys plus 3.5 and also the under, which is 45.5. And he'll be on tomorrow to give you more games for this weekend. So, again, happy football night. We'll wrap to you to tomorrow. You know, we out of here. Hit us up on Facebook.
Life painted me lemon. I jump back into public eye. Squirted lemon juice in it. By now, you just wish I'd fucking die. But I electrify, get electrocuted, executed by the execution of my blow too quick for the human. Now to detect zooming by. Guess who? What's happening, guys? They told me to shit. I fell off that pot. Hop right back on that crap. Or an eye. Said fuck it, but a capital I. Look who's back to antagonize. You don't like it, you can eat shit. Fuck off, little faggot and die. You right back like a magnet on my dick grabbing in my shit. Better get to the back of the line. If you wanna get your shot at me, what kind of crap is that battle? What kind of rapper would I? Before I let another rapper think he's hot, I'll turn my face in a pinky twat and go out of loud. Grow my headspace is limited. Ain't even room in the back of my mind. Why I ain't thinking about you? I don't got
pen is sitting, spilling my lyrics, killing. Then I let you witness shit when it hit the ceiling. A nigga's willing to give the listeners the sickest feeling. Like mixing some Benadryllin, penicillin. Then I'm filling a clip with a written. Can you picture my pistol drilling a million women and children when I'm illin'? But it isn't real, it's a rap. On the real, it's a rap. How could you possibly stop the apocalypse when I'm atomic bombing the populace? Shot the metropolis, hostile as a kid popping a Glock at his mom's and his pops. And he hops and his drop with his iPod rocking his slaughterous documentation of lyrics. I write with confidence, write like a columnist slash novelist. I'm in this game to demolish it, establish my dominance over prominent rappers. You popping shit to your opposite. I could spit ominous or spit politics. Now I'm Haile Selassie, Gandhi, and pocket is hip hop genre. Bitch.
Cocaine Altoid, ability so brain, it's a no-brain bout, boy. Physically, I'm literally a cocaine cowboy. Wait, wait, did I just go almost 4 bars without talking about my big dick? The other day, me and your thick bitch had a great date, and we ate cake, and then we walked, and then she tried to jack me off, but she lost, cause she couldn't handle my shake weight. I swear, the irony of Ryan is I am bipolar while I'm rhyming, standing beside a big old white bear. Neither one of us fights it. You were literally looking at Woody and Wesley in a movie with a white boy, ain't got to jump nowhere, cause I'm here. Nigga, I'm on fire, yeah, and I'm every bitch's dream. 1, 2, I'm coming for you. I'm a
big old
nightmare. Nigga, this is slaughter, step it up. I pretty much slap your ass and tell you to shut the fuck up. After that, I slap your ass again and tell you to shut the fuck up, shutting up. And that's how you body a fucking beat.
Slaughterhouse.
I should be the one that goes.
Sure.
Man, get a stopwatch, clock my flow. Hit the button on top, watch the drill drop. Oh, oh, that, oh, oh, oh. When I drop, I go out at face. Black out like Darth Vader's face. Place in the molten. Proper mama, papa, pouring out vodka, mama mia, and pass me the seasons, it's seasons, it's in the sun, I've got time. Better get boy, go home, better get boy, G4 chrome, better get boy, walk stitches, Antonio Holmes, I'm not your any of your homeboy, sitting in the lab, picking up a pad, I be spitting bad, I'ma get your man with this, if I have low duck suffering, sick attached, when a trigger blast, I'ma put your beak on your fit head, with a nigga ass, sip a yak, bad bitch, in a vicious track, I'm under the deck, five close to the full stroke, smooth, I coast to the west, like we're cooking them in that, New York gets a piggyback ride to the motherland, hold on, brother man, on the other hand, get down, I'm gonna fam, gun butt you with the eagle handle, cunning hand, I don't wanna talk, I just wanna beef, I don't wanna peace, I want it all, baby boy, I don't wanna eat, I wanna feast, stuff my cheeks for rough beat, the shit you done weak, I'm the one to pee.
Game, but you probably should have came to the altar. Every bar like propane to the soda. You try to hang in a fortune. Eminem is deported. Slaughter my sentiments. Imminent torture. All of your feminine marauders that swimming at water. Men will assault you. Tommy's ambassador, a symbol of sword. Kidnapping criminal daughter. At least a quarter. I'm a menacing supporter. Got an aura more like Sodom and Gomorrah. Normally, something's wrong with me. Blaming the quantity of the porn I see on the porn to me. When I fix the game, they'll think shit came with a warranty. How the fuck they gonna stop where I was born to be? Cornering me. Shit belong to me. Two choices. You can get along with me or sit your faggot ass right there in dormancy. Wait, all he missing is heels to be RuPaul. Ain't nobody that's real ever New York seconds and none of I'm dealing with bones who's time I never come down, deal with the blue ball. You ain't gotta fear me, but you respect me. Niggas who never met me, threaten me, wanted you let me. Come in the store, fight against a machete, swinging spaghetti like it's heavy. Some steady, deserve an SB in a Chevy like it's ready. Put the Desi with Jeff beat.